Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This is episode 2. We are continuing the conversation, this exciting conversation about what God is doing in and through Yair's life. Hello, everyone, brothers.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for sharing the stories in the previous episode. And in this episode, I want to know more about what God is doing now for Yai and for Thailand. So, so Derby, going back to how you met him and discipled him, I have some questions. How did you disciple? I know you speak Thai, and of course Yai speaks Thai. So did you disciple him mostly in Thai language?
Yeah, so I just thought it was important, and Lai was talking about this too, there's a sense of being able to worship or study in your heart language. And Yai has, he can understand a lot of English, but there's still a lot of things that just don't communicate perfectly well. So I would come and we would study the Bible in Thai, and that's what we thought was the most significant thing, was let's start studying the Bible together. I got to teach him a little bit on how to read the Bible a little bit more than what I was able to do with the language barrier. And so we studied books of the Bible. We started doing things like purpose-driven life and trying different things, but we really found out that studying the Bible together was the best use of the time. It was very fruitful. I'm just thinking too, in the 2 years of doing this, his growth and understanding. I mean, we would go through a passage, we'd read a couple of verses, and I'd say, okay, what does this mean? And he would, I have no idea. And now I can have a conversation with him about a chapter in the book, and he can identify for me three applications or, you know, six implications, and he can identify his favorite verses in that and why. And so that's kind of what we've done, and we've started doing stuff where, how are we praying together? You know, how do we pray? So it started off where we would begin the time to pray, and at first I was like, all right, yeah, you pray. And he was like, no, I'm not praying. He's like, you're the teacher, you should be the one praying, you know the words. I said, yeah, you know all the words. And he was like, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable. I said, okay, here, you pray to begin, and I'll pray when we end the time. And slowly through that, we've started a culture of that, where we pray together. And a thing that's incredible, too, is he started getting more and more excited. As we started studying this, the Bible became more and more real to him. And he had an employee, and he asked me, can she sit in with us? And this is probably 6 months, 8 months into us studying. And I said, yeah, absolutely. She comes, sits down with us, and I'm thinking, we shouldn't just continue going through the book. I'm going to go through creation to Christ. That way, yeah, I could see how someone shares the gospel. And then as I'm sharing with her, she is eating it up. She's loving it. And she's like, that is so true. This is, you know, crazy how much I think this is true. And she goes to get a drink from the kitchen. I said, yeah, I think she's pretty close to praying to receive Christ herself. And I said, if she is, when we invite her, I want you to lead her to Christ. He's like, no, you do that. I said, no, yeah, just think about it. When, if her family finds out she becomes a Christian, what do you think is going to be more powerful? A 28-year-old snot-nosed white dude, you know, who doesn't know anything, or a Thai man who's in, you know, is a businessman, you know, and he said, that's a good point. And so she comes back, and I share with her again and invited her, and she said, I'm ready to pray to receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. And he led her to Christ. And that was crazy. That was the last time I saw her, because she moved or had some family issues, but he was able to keep touch, and so that happened. And then a year later, we had another lady that he said, hey, if you meet, I'll hire you. If you meet and have a Bible study with us, I'll hire you. And so he hires her, and she comes to the meeting. Same kind of thing happens. She is just eating up. She is coming close, and said the same thing to Yai. I said, Yai, is she ready to produce you Christ? I want you to do it. But at this point, though, it was like, yes, I'll do it. And it wasn't just me sharing the gospel. He was able to do the majority of it. So I kind of gave an outline. I would start it. And then he would speak in Northern Thai to her to get to her heart language. And she prayed to receive Christ.
Wow.
And so, and that was, she met with us two more times, and then that was the last time I saw her. But the opportunities to see Yai grow from, you know, this baby Christian to leading people to Christ has been has been pretty incredible.
Wow, wow. Praise the Lord. Yeah, recently had a trip to Southeast Asia, and that's where I also met Yai. In Thailand, we had a we were roommates for about 2 nights and 3 days. So, so yeah, you had a wonderful trip, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, how did it all happen, and what did God do there, in Thailand?
God used us to many things to share the gospel with all the Thai people. Is when we met, you know. We almost talk with almost everybody in Thailand. Wow. So when we met, you know, we just share the gospel is with them, let them hear about our God, about our Lord Jesus, you know, because some people they never heard before. That is gonna be the first time is all of them gonna hear, because they kind of saw us come be like a group, and why we are so happy. All the Thai people saw us look like, why we so happy, you know, on our face, on our smile. That is a because God change is our life, is every day, you know, because some in the Thai culture, sometimes the Thai people, they don't understand the truth. What is the truth is they believe or they face because they worship is too many is an idol. They want to find out. They don't know how they have a sin. That's why we went to Thailand and share the gospel for them who can help them to get out from sin. But it, like example, like in my family, I'm talking with all my family in Thailand, my mom, my brother, or my sister, my niece, or my nephew, I'm sharing for the people in my family too. I'm brought them, went to the church, look, I want to see them how the people believe in God, in our Lord Jesus, how we have a life. We have a new life. It's not like you. We live in the dark side. I want to show all my family to see all my friends too. When I'm stay in Chiang Mai,
Great. Well, Derby, I remember you mentioned about someone came to Christ during the trip, right?
Yeah.
Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that was another incredible time. We were, so just kind of give a little context of the trip. You know, we were taking some pastors from around North Carolina to take a vision trip to see how they could partner with missionaries who are in Thailand, church planters who are in Thailand now, but then also be able to partner with work of Buddhist background people groups that are in their cities. And so we were taking it on this vision trip, and we thought, we gotta take Yai with us, you know, as this is an opportunity for him to be a part of ministry. This is an opportunity for those churches to see what happens when they invest in these Buddhist background people groups that are in their cities. And so it's just a perfect trip. It's a win-win-win trip. And so we, for this one particular time, we were in a city in northern Thailand, and we were just kind of sent out to this college campus to share with anybody, to invite them first to an English kind of place where they can learn English, kind of a, it was a church, a plant, but it was just, they wanted an opportunity to hang out with students. And so we were going out to invite them to that, and they said, if you get a chance to share the gospel, then great. And so we get partnered, Yai and I, we're going to go out, and again, I'm excited, you know, I get to see Yai firsthand, you know, in Thailand, and he is an evangelist machine. I mean, I tell you, he was in, like, he saw a tree, he'd share the gospel with him, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. And and so I was excited to go with him, and we get this college student who's going to introduce us to some people and take us to different places, and we go to the library. And before we get to the first table to talk to, this girl who's leading us, she says, I just want you guys to know that I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in this. I think it's good, and that kind of stuff, but I'm not a Christian. And I said, well, okay. So we sit down with these seniors who are studying English, and we're just chatting away with them, and we just get to the point where they ask me what I do, and I said, well, I'm actually a student. I'm getting a degree in world religions. I'm actually getting my doctorate, my PhD in reaching Buddhists. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, that's great, you know. And I said, yeah, it's the most important thing I can think of is getting God's word, God's truth to other people. And Yai just takes it. I mean, he just goes on. He's like, let me tell you about what God has done for me and how he's changed my life. And for 45 minutes, Yai just shares the gospel with them. We both share our testimonies. And then we're like, we've overstayed our welcome. And so we start to leave. And on our way out of this library, the girl says, everything you just said resonates with me. And she said, you know, for me a big testimony of me coming to Christ is spiritual warfare and demonic presence and that kind of stuff and needing God to help me with those fears. And she said, that's the same for me. Like, I've been praying, I've had a friend who told me to just pray in the name of Jesus and those spirits and those problems will be pushed away. And she said, and they have been. And I said, so you're telling me God is doing a miracle in your life and you won't follow him? She was like, yeah, I guess so. And so then Yai again shares with her, what does it mean to be a Christian? How does he change your life? And she was all about it. And she said, well, that's interesting. So she starts thinking about it. And the next day we get a message with a picture of her and smiling. She had prayed to receive Christ because of that conversation and a lot of the work that was done before we even got there.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, Lai, I heard that your church was very supportive for Yai's missions trip, so could you tell us about that as well?
Absolutely. So you know, Yai being a member of the Raleigh Marketplace Ministry for the last 4 years, we've always tried to disciple him and just, you know, encourage him in his faith and try to help him grow. And when this mission trip came along, Yai told me about it, and I said, yeah, that sounds like a wonderful idea. So, you know, I shared with my leadership, and we had a very short conversation. Everybody was like, yes, let's send him to Thailand on this mission trip. And said, doesn't matter what the cost is, we'll take care of it 100%. So that's what we did. Just trying to follow what the Lord prompted us to do and just help a brother out.
Wow, that's great. I think this is a great model for majority churches working with the ethnic groups for the kingdom, for God's kingdom. And also, I heard that you made a very important decision recently, and can you share a little bit about that as well? Like, what is your future plan?
It's my future plan. I hope my future plan, I can serve or work for is our Lord, you know. When our Lord want me to go to serve him, I'm ready to go to serve him. My life in him now. My life is not for myself, no. My life is for God, for my Lord Jesus only now. Because I have a new life. I never thought like I be before. God changed my life, God changed my thought. God give me a new life. That's why I'm told myself, my life is God. I gotta work for God. God call me, I'm go.
Amen, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One of the things that we have started talking about is how can we equip, you know, Yai and guys like Yai for future ministry, you know. And, you know, what potentially seminary has been a conversation of how can we get him some theological education and, you know, where he is in life, the season of life, and what he would like to do. Maybe it's not formal education, you know, maybe it's not, you know, going to seminary, but we have material available to us and has been sent. I actually just got the package the other day of basically seminary and a couple books, you know, for the Thai. And so I've brought those, and he and I are going to start looking at seeing how can we do this together. I mean, it's going to be quite the time commitment. And how can we do this well? How can we foster what God is doing and being good stewards of the time that we have? And so we're just very excited about what God's going to do. I would say, too, just a prayer request. One, wisdom and what we can do with that, but also Yai's family. Yai's family is his wife and son are not believers yet. And so I pray for them. I've got a day on my every week when I pray specifically for him and his family. So just a prayer request on that, that the Lord, as he takes care of God's work, that God would take care of his family and then calling them to himself.
Great. Well, listeners, I hope this was an encouragement for you. Please remember Yai, and you can also pray for his family as well. Now, if wherever you are, listeners, if you see your friends or anybody in your workplace or in your own flea market, try to be intentional and reach out to them with God's love and share God's love with them, share the gospel message with them. And God can use you in a powerful way to lead that person to himself, and God can use that person for their people, for God's glory. Now, do you have anything you want to say before we close?
Well, you know, I think God his hand has been in this from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So we give him all of the credit, all of the glory and praise for it. And, you know, one of the things I could just leave us with is that we can be encouraged that God will always be with Yai and encourage him as he grows in his faith and the work that Derby is doing as well. And I can just see God using Yai in a very powerful way, maybe even pastoring in his own country someday when he retires from his work. So, I mean, that's just a vision I see. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God can use him in any way that, you know, Yai wants. He's open to whatever God wants him to do. So mm-hmm. I see that in his heart. And that, for me, is a huge encouragement. That, like you were saying, 21 century Moses, he could be sent back to Thailand when he retires. So he could be quite the evangelistic force there.
That's right.
In sharing
the
gospel.
Right. So I want us to close with a prayer, but I want to ask Yai, could you close in a prayer in Thai language? Okay.
Dear Father, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
พระบิดาและพระบุตรข้าพเจ้าทั้งหลายที่มาได้มาอยู่ที่นี่ในงานคอนเวนชั่นในการสรรเสริญพระเจ้าครั้งนี้ข้าพเจ้าขอขอบคุณที่พวกข้าพเจ้าได้มารวมกันเพื่อแชร์พระคำของพระองค์และเรียนรู้ในพระคำของพระองค์ที่พระองค์ให้กับพวกข้าพเจ้าทั้งหลายที่ได้รับใช้พระองค์เพื่อทำงานพระองค์พระองค์คือผู้ให้ชีวิตใหม่กับพวกเราทุกคนพระองค์คือพระบิดาองค์เดียวพระองค์คือพระเจ้าองค์เดียวที่เรารักและเชื่อในและศรัทธาไม่มีสิ่งใดในชีวิตของพวกเราที่จะหันเหไปในทางอื่นพวกเราพร้อมที่จะรักพระองค์และความรักของเราทั้งหลายขอเทิดพระเกียรติพระองค์ให้พระองค์มีได้รับเกียรติและสง่าราศีอยู่เสมอและตลอดไปในนามของพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าเอเมน
เอเมน